This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge, and I'm judging a Kostreitzer. It's a Category 4C Schwarz beer. This is a black German lager, and it's got a fair amount of bitterness to it. So, first thing I notice is that it has a tall, light brown head. It has a very dark brown color, opaque. If I hold it up to a flashlight, it's got a deep garnet color and is clear. So I'll give that a 3. Schwarz beer means black beer, so it should be very dark. The aroma is got a soft malty note to it. It's got a sort of a rich Munich-like sweetness with some darker overtones. It's sort of like toasted bread or bread crusts. Hint of sulfur, sort of common in lagers. Get sort of an impression of a caramel, sort of a related toast aromatic. So that's fairly interesting. It doesn't really show any hops, no esters, so it's clean. The malt is interesting. You can tell it's got some dark things going on in it. So I'll go ahead and give that a 10. Go ahead and taste it. It's a medium bitterness. It's got a moderate roasted flavor, but you know, it bumps right up against being burnt, but not being burnt, like a very heavy toast. The rich malt undertones are there, Munich-like, those melanoidin flavors that you get in darker German beers. It's got a little bit of spicy hops at a low level. It is a clean lager. It finishes dry, but there's some palate fullness that carries over. So, you know, the body doesn't die on you in the finish. The roast and malt richness linger, you know, but there's some bitterness in the finish as well. So it's a nice blend. There's a couple things going on, but they're in good balance. The roast is handled pretty well. Could be a little bit fresher tasting. But this is nice. I'll give it a 17. As for the mouthfeel, it's a medium body. Medium carbonation. It's not too high. Gives it a smooth quality. It's not harsh. There's a little bit of a drying kick from the roasted grains, but it doesn't come off as astringent. There's a touch of warmth to it, but it's very fleeting. It's not a particularly strong beer. So I think that's all pretty good. So I'll give that a 5. Overall, I think the roast is well managed. There's a lot of it, but they haven't tipped over the line, which is one of the common faults in the style. Is too much roast quality, or the wrong kind of roast quality, or roast-related faults, things that come off as harsh or overly bitter or acrid or burnt. I'm impressed by all the malt that's underneath it to support. There is rich and flavorful Munich-like quality. Very tasty. Clean lager. It finishes dry. Again, that makes it more drinkable. I think the balance between malt and hop bitterness is very good. I think that's all appropriate. If the flavors were a little bit more prominent, it would probably do a little bit better. It's again, you know, if it comes over from Germany, it might not be at its freshest. So, but it doesn't have any, you know, overt handling faults. Just not necessarily brewery fresh. So that's pretty good. I'll give it an 8. That totals up to a 43, which is a nice score. So again, this is a Kölschreizer, Category 4C, Schwarzbier.